United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Bob Crosby, the Modern Heirs, yours truly, John Conte, and starring a Dixieland Jamboree. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed 15th anniversary feature for United States Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Over the years of war and peace, millions of thrifty Americans have accumulated more than $40 billion in savings bonds, a symbol of strength and security to home and country. And now, to put our show on the road, here's Bob Crosby and his great Dixieland Jamboree. Robin?
Hi there, everybody, and all of you lovers of the truth, Dixieland. We got a jamboree, Dixieland style, for you, some 26 musicians. Gonna give you the names later on, but they're all big-time musicians. You'll recognize the names. Took the Treasury Department of our brother Bing to get this group of guys together. Our opening number, written by Matty Matlock, all about his hometown, Paducah, Kentucky. It's called Paducah Parade. That was great, guys. Give those boys each a Dixie cup, will you? Boy, what a treat we got in store for you now. Modern Heirs. About to sing, obviously, about Paula Kelly. Title, Ain't She Sweet?
Hey, man, dig that crazy Frail coming down the trail.
Like I'm hip, Daddy. She's a complete wig.
Man, she'd be a gas to make the scene with, and here she comes now.
Hey, baby, I'd dig you clear back. Like, if we could whale together, I'd be in Fat City.
What'd he say? What did he say?
Ain't she sweet? See her walking down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially. Ain't she sweet? Nice. Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially. Ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my. Ain't that perfection?
She's crazy. Man, she can't be beat.
Now I ask you
she's sweet. Papa and dig that jive from four to half.
Pops, that's perfection.
Solid.
Take it, baby. Solid duty.
I repeat, that's a fine thing cutting on down the street.
Do you dig me? I mean it confidentially.
Hey, listen to me, Daddy. Ain't she sweet?
Man, that chick is just too much.
Thank you, Mods. Well, before we continue, suppose we take time out to talk about savings bonds. You and I know, friends, that saving bonds provide security for tomorrow. Since 1941, when United States Series E savings bonds came into existence, 40 million Americans have been banking on their future through the purchase of saving bonds where they work or where they bank.
Yes, Bob, and for every $3 invested, they get back $4 at maturity. To buy savings bonds where you work, you simply tell your employer how much you want put aside from each paycheck. By doing it this way, you'll never see the money and you can't spend it. Before long, you will start receiving your savings bonds on a regular basis.
Look, neighbors, you start saving today through United States saving bonds. You join the satisfied millions of Americans who for 15 years have been saving to make dreams come true and buying a share in America.
Thank you, Bob Crosby. Now to continue with our Dixieland Jamboree, how's about giving out with Meilenberg Joys, naming all your great soloists.
Abe Lincoln. Eddie Miller. Old Smooth, Warren Smith. Russell. Clyde Herding. We'll be right back. Patty Matlock. Mo Snyder. Musical Bedfellows, Joe Rushton. Johnny Best. Georgie Van Epps and Al Hendrickson, Nappy Lamar. Stan Reitzman. Marty Korb and Country Washburn. Jack Sperling and Nick Fatu.
Been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. The Treasury Department wishes to thank Bob Crosby and the Modern Airs for their Dixieland Jamboree, celebrating this year the 15th anniversary of the famous Series E Savings Bonds held by millions of Americans. This is John Conte saying so long and suggesting for the big things in your life, be ready with United States Savings Bonds.